Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollar. Devron UAS Corporation is a new company in the rapidly emerging UAV sector. The company began trading on the Canadian Securities Exchange in July under the symbol DVR. Devron's corporate mission is to become the industry leader with respect to UAV agricultural services. Its fleet of drones are operated by licensed pilots, fully complying with Canadian and U.S. regulations regarding the commercial use of UAV aircraft. The company's founders are David McMillan and Norm Lamoth. McMillan has extensive experience working for publicly traded companies and has successfully raised more than $30 million in debt and equity financing for these companies. Lamoth is a licensed fixed-wing pilot who previously ran a flight academy and is also general manager of his family's multi-generational 500-acre farm. Through the enhanced data collection provided by drone aircraft, Devron UAS is working with farmers in Canada and the U.S. to increase agricultural yields while reducing their operating costs. Hi, I'm Jeff Nielsen, head of editorial for Stockhouse Publishing, and I have the pleasure today of speaking with the president and CEO of the company, David McMillan. We're here today to provide investors with an in-depth perspective on Devron UAS Corporation, a one-stop, full-service UAS company specializing in the agricultural sector. Thanks for joining me today, David.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. Really appreciate it.
Let's dive right into the questions here. How did you and Norm Lamoth come together to form Devron UAS?
That's a great question, and one that I think is important in the journey of every new company. Basically, we were sort of looking at drones as an investment platform about 2.5 years ago, and through all of our internal research, really sort of drove down into this idea of agriculture and agriculture technology being a very transformational place. So sort of through our works, we identified Norm as one of the leading UAV drone data collection services for farmers here in Ontario, and we started talking about this idea of scale. Norm was having quite a bit of success in his area of Eastern Ontario, but was quickly realizing that as he was starting to get calls from people down in Southwestern Ontario, there was no ability for him to keep driving all across the province and servicing these contracts. So our sort of vision was, if we could use the capital markets to raise some growth capital and then expand Norm's business model of himself with his drone into multiple pilots across the province and standardizing this form of data collection, it would become a really interesting opportunity for enterprise or Fortune 500 level agriculture companies to leverage the drone technology that we provide and also remediate some of the, I guess, complications that are involved in collecting good data. So that was sort of the beginning of it. We started working together at the end of about 2015, pulled all of our eggs together to form the company in what is now Devron UAS. We raised about $725,000 with our listing application onto the Canadian Securities Exchange, and we sort of hit the ground running here in 2016 with our sort of, I call it the minimum viable product launch across Ontario, where we basically took Norm's basis of his business and expanded it with a network of pilots that are situated geographically all across the province.
Well, let's delve further into the issue of scale here. Agriculture in North America has evolved considerably in recent decades. How have the changes in the agricultural sector created a need for UAV services?
I think that's a great question, and I think that it's one that from a macro perspective, a lot of people probably aren't too familiar with. If you go back, 10 or 15 years even, farms were a lot smaller. So you had all these multi-generational farms that were managing basically a number of acres that, not that they were walking everything, but that was manageable by one family. What we're starting to see is that farms in Canada and also in the United States are starting to get larger and larger. So operators have to become more efficient because hardware is more expensive, input costs are increasing. So the way for farmers to really be profitable is to grow through scale, and that requires them to acquire more land. And as you require more resources to sort of farm this land, you need technology to help manage it. It's no longer possible for somebody to walk up and down the rows of corn when they manage 20,000 acres of farmland. So where remote sensing comes in and really plays a pivotal role in this transformational change is that we can identify areas of the farm where there happens to be plant stress or where we can sort of focus our efforts on remediation in season like never before. This is such a, I think, an important part when you think about there's 80 million acres of farmland in Canada, and for the most part, it's impossible for anybody to spend the time with boots on the ground that used to be happen in crop scouting. So we sort of see this idea of farms getting larger and technology becoming a very important part of the way farming happens, that it fits in really nicely with drones. I think the thing we like to really talk about at Hammer Home is the drones aren't sort of the pivotal be-all, end-all solution for agriculture. What that is basically data, and data is part of a stack. And we see drones and UAVs providing basically that really important data layer into this other large stack of data. And now there's platform companies like Climate Corp out of San Francisco that's owned by Monsanto. DuPont Pioneer has a platform by John Deere from John Deere is another platform that all manages data. And where we see a lot of opportunity for Deveron to work with is plugging in drone data into this data stack or platform, which inevitably is allowing farmers to manage their farms that are getting larger in more efficient ways.
Now, even in the 21st century, agriculture remains a leading industry in both Canada and the U.S. Crunch the numbers for us. How large is the potential client base for Deveron in this field?
That's one of the things that first attracted us so much into agriculture when we were looking at investments into the drone space. When you look at Canada alone, there's about 88 million acres of sort of cash crop across the country. A large portion of that would be in corn, wheat, soy, a little bit of the pulses as you're sort of looking out in Western Canada. It's a phenomenal opportunity there. And then in the U.S., obviously, it's about 315 million acres. So between Canada, the United States, you're looking at a 400 million acre size of market. We think kind of where we're at right now is, the best way to sort of describe it would be adoption rates are probably in and around 20% or 25% of farmers are using precision agriculture. So we've gotten outside of that window of tinkerers in their own backyard to now a real push that is a trend of increasing use of data in the way people farm. So I think when we look at it that way, you probably have, let's say, a market share of 60 million acres immediately in North America, and we're starting to see growth rates that are compounding exponentially. So we kind of think of it more as in today there's a huge market and a huge opportunity there, and by 2020, you know, even if sort of 60 or 75% of farmers in North America are using remote sensing on their acres, it's a very sizable market.
Now, you've already alluded a bit to the usefulness of drones in the agricultural sector, but let's get into some further detail here. What specific needs do farmers have with respect to UAV services, and how does Deveron use its fleet of UAV aircraft to satisfy those needs?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the basis of our dream, and I think it's really important for investors to understand. And on the most basic level that we like to talk about is this idea of variable rate application. So historically, what farmers have always done is applied the same amount of nitrogen or the same amount of this fertilizer or crop protection chemical on their field. So by same amount, I mean you put the same amount of pounds per acre down across their entire farm. Inevitably, the problem with this is that there is no uniformity in the way that a plant grows. So one corner of the field will be very different to the middle of the field to the other corner of the field. So the idea of feeding the plants the same amount of an input is sort of irrational. And where we look at remote sensing to really provide value, and this goes back into increasing yields through decreasing costs, is looking at a field and looking at its relative plant health and then adjusting the amount of nitrogen that we put down on that field. So the farmer is having an immediate gain by putting less or more nitrogen down in certain areas of his farm, as opposed to just assuming that the entire farm itself requires the same amount of fertilizer. And this is something that can happen in crop protection, in insecticide spraying, and disease mitigation. This whole idea of putting the same amount of inputs down across a 20,000-acre field is very irrational. It's sort of been the status quo forever because a lot of farmers didn't have the equipment to sort of put inputs down in a variable way. But now we're seeing a very concentrated push of this being a new theme in farming where variable rate has a large potential for payoff. So I think on that sense, that's where the biggest ROI is going to come from. On another end, it's just simple crop scouting, as I alluded to earlier. The idea of farmers walking up and down the rows of corn in this century is, I think, a dead one. People in agriculture seems to have fewer and fewer minutes in the day to do anything. They're so concentrated on just running these large operations that remote sensing can really give them huge payback in terms of resources on the farm and keeping people focused on real jobs that add real value. So those are two really, I think, prudent examples where we see immediate payback. Going forward on research and development with zone management and composition of historical databases to make better data-driven decisions is the real blue sky. I think anybody that comes from agriculture will accept that a lot of it's very emotional. So they'll sort of determine how the weather is feeling for the year, and they'll use that to make a decision on how they're going to grow things. And although the system is very dynamic, where we think we're going to see agriculture go is having this database of, you know, 5 years of data that's tracking every decision that's been made on a farm. And then that will allow farmers to be able to make decisions based on fact as opposed to emotion. And I think that's what we're really excited about. And where Devron can fit in with that is providing this idea of scale. So right now, if you want field-level data, you have to go to a satellite company. And satellites provide resolution at sort of 20 meters, and you may only be able to get one image a month. There may be cloud cover that's coming over when the satellite is taking an image. And what we can do with drones is basically provide near real-time, on-demand, field-level data. So if a farmer needs an image of his field on July 22nd, it doesn't matter what's going on in the environment. We can be out there collecting that data. It's processed and it's in his hands within 48 hours, so he can make a decision today in season as opposed to in October after the yield has already come off the field and there's no opportunity to make any sort of remediation to the way he farmed in any given grow season.
So you're bringing greater efficiency and greater precision to agriculture and basically moving into the 21st century.
Yeah, I think exactly. That's it. We're really trying to focus on this large idea of data points that are being collected on the farm. There's lots of companies that are backed by Silicon Valley VC funds that have raised hundreds of millions of dollars on this story of ag tech and feeding, you know, 10 billion people by the year 2050. When we had the last big bumps in yield come from chemical application, now the world has to be focused on more efficient farming, and more efficient farming is going to come from data-driven decisions. And if we can do that with drones and provide a tie-in to this, I'd say, larger data-driven ecosystem that is being born in agriculture, then we'll have a really solid business to, at the end of the day, support growers who, I think if anyone in Canada has come across a grower, we all have a very, I think, unique connection to farmers, and that, I guess, I come back to, the world has progressed so fast, and it's very hard to understand where our food sources come through. So to be working on something that is actually benefiting the good old boy Canadian farmer is really exciting.
For sure. Now let's get back to your operations here. The company has been very busy over the past 6 months. Could you summarize some of the operational highlights and milestones achieved by Devron in recent months?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for us, being a tiny little company that sort of started out with a big vision, we're really excited to be able to put out all this good press and show our investors and future investors how quickly we are growing. So we launched the service sort of at the beginning of the year and really had full operational capabilities in Ontario in sort of early June. The company completed its RTO financing onto the CSE and raised $750,000. And then we just sort of hit the ground running. We've launched and released partnerships with two of the largest agriculture retailers or cooperatives, as a sort of colloquially known here in Ontario, with groups that would manage over 1.2 million acres of farmland. We've press released recently a partnership with one of the largest frozen vegetable producers in the world. And these are all companies that are looking at remote sensing as the future of how they do business. And Deveron is a very strong partner and collaborative partner in figuring out how drones and remote sensing are going to drive this data-driven process in agriculture. I think going forward, we've got a lot to look forward to in that we're sort of in the planning process for 2017 now. Last year, we were really just focused on anybody that could use drones on their farm, and this year, it's much more of a push into the enterprise agriculture space. So we're working with the largest companies with respect to agriculture here in Ontario, and we'll also be expanding into Western Canada and selectively into the United States as well. We completed our first U.S. commercial flight about a month and a half ago, looking at almonds and pistachios in the United States. So we're the first Canadian company, to my mind or knowledge, that has flown commercially for agriculture in the United States, which is a really great achievement. And it just gives, I guess, sort of confirmation for us of our model and our scale, in that no matter where we can secure contracts, we can replicate our data collection methods, our data processing methods, and at the end of the day, integrating data into any customer's decision-making process. So for us, that's really what we're looking to do heading into 2017, continue to build upon these amazing relationships with the largest companies in agriculture in Canada and in the United States. And really just, I guess, at the end of the day, it comes down to building relationships and credibility that will drive third-party validation. Deveron is basically taking away the technology and capital risk involved in getting in the drone space for any enterprise-level company. Because we amortize the cost of all these drones over thousands of customers, as opposed to one egg grower trying to fly his field, 1,500 times. So Deveron does that with lots of customers so that we bring the price to all these guys effectively. And I think that's where we're going to continue to see growth. So for us, it'll probably be, compounding growth outside of or in Ontario, and then selective regional expansion in Canada, the United States in 2017. And I think the goal, for us on a large scale is looking at where ag is going. We sort of like to say that 5 years from now, 80% of farms are going to have drones flying over them, and we want to be the market leader in that space.
I'm sure investors will be encouraged by those operational developments, but of course people are also interested in the balance sheet. What is the current cash position of DVR?
So as a major concern for all small companies is managing cash flow and making sure there's enough money in the till to keep operations going. I think what we've tried to do is run the company very efficiently. We were running it on very minimal overhead, so we've got sort of a monthly burn in there of about $20,000 to $30,000 a month. It's coming off a little bit now that we're not collecting data in the winter. Right now, we've got about $350,000 in the till. So, we've got an easy 12-month run rate to continue to expand operations here. And I think we're positioned to be in a really solid place because we're already making revenue. So now it's just a story of how quickly we can scale up those contracts with current customers that we're working with, and how quickly, at the end of the day, these contracts are going to grow into size.
So, looking forward in specific terms, what are the next steps for the company as it seeks to consolidate its position as an industry leader in providing UAV services for the agricultural sector?
Yeah, the next steps are pretty solid. It's working with our very large customer base here in Ontario to grow. So I'm pretty confident that we're going to see like 98% retention rates in terms of customers from this year going into next year. The next is to grow selectively into key strategic provinces of Canada. So that would be Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. We want to replicate exactly what we've done here in Ontario in Western Canada. the next would also be the same strategy into a couple of key states in the United States where we also already have partners. It's just a matter of figuring out what the logistics are going to look like for 2017. We focused a lot of our time and effort this year in corn and soybean. Where we'd like to really push forward into is some of the specialty crops that have a little bit higher margin. So that would be sort of sweet corn, peas, potato, tomatoes, lentils, and some of the pulses. Also expand our operations that we're currently doing in California with respect to almonds and pistachios. So I think there's a very exciting lineup of things to look forward to, and what's really exciting about it for us is because drones are so new, every enterprise in ag is looking for a solution, and where Deveron really leverages our vision is our ability to access capital. So most of these people have been, I want to say, presented by sort of a mom and pop, one person with one drone who sort of say, hey, we'd like to provide drone services for you. Now, if you're Monsanto and you have operations across the entire country, obviously one drone doesn't help you. You need to have a network of, you know, hundreds of drones that can service the millions of acres you have under management. So our vision is just to continue to grow our network so that we can strategically service any enterprise-level customer. And at the same time, we're building relationships with the leaders in ag, which validate what we're doing. So Deveron never wants to be the person that says, drones are what you should be using in ag. We want our customers to be saying, you have to be using drones to make better decisions in agriculture. And we use our data driven by Deveron to help us do that.
Well, I think you've provided a compelling case as to why drones are going to be an important part of the future for the agricultural sector. But let me just summarize what we've covered here. Deveron UAS Corporation is an exciting new entrant in the UAV sector, providing a full spectrum of drone services for the large and vitally important agricultural sector. With its fleet of UAV aircraft and fully licensed pilots, the company seeks to become the industry leader in providing these services to North American farmers in a space which is currently serviced primarily by smaller mom-and-pop enterprises. With the company's superior scale of operations and access to capital, Deveron is well positioned to utilize and capitalize upon the rapidly emerging technological advances in the drone industry as DVR provides its services to the agricultural sector. As always, investors are advised to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision. This is Jeff Nielsen. I have been speaking with Deveron UAS President and CEO, David McMillan. Thanks for spending time with me today, David.
Well, Jeff, thank you. The pleasure was all mine, and hopefully the readers and listeners at Stockhouse will really benefit from our vision of where we sort of see the space moving and why agriculture technology is such a new, exciting market to be in.